possibility at Babby's house. Babby's house, everybody is family. Oh, welcome to Babby's house.
Hello, everybody. This is Babby Mason. And welcome to Babby's House on the Radio. I hope and pray that wherever you are today, that you are enjoying the blessings of the Lord, because truly He wants to open up the windows of heaven and shower down so many blessings upon you that you don't have room enough to receive them all. And that is His promise from Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, that you would be giving, and because you're giving, God wants to give back to you in so many ways. And He has people all throughout the earth that He wants to use in all different kinds of ways. And today's guest is indicative of that. She is a beautiful singer. She's been in music ministry as a passion. She's loved music all of her life. But in the last couple of years, she launched a music ministry so that she would have a foundation to record a brand new CD called At Your Feet. That's the title song of the project and the song that we're going to be talking about today, a beautiful song called At Your Feet, and she delivers it in just such eloquence and elegance and just a beautiful display of worship. She is a powerful singer and a precious woman of God who has a heart for Jesus and a heart for the world. Her name is Valerie Scott. Welcome to Babby's House on the Radio, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, Babby, and how are you?
I'm blessed. I'm excellent, and I believe I'll get better.
Amen.
I believe I'm going to get better. Well, Valerie Scott, I'm happy to talk with you today. You know, you and I met, but it's been a while since we met, but I'm happy to be able to talk with you and to talk about your ministry that God has challenged you to jumpstart a couple of years ago. Tell me why it was that you felt the Lord was calling you into a ministry of music. How did that happen?
Interesting enough, Babby, 2 years ago today, I was in Virginia Beach, Virginia, participating in my college commencement. I graduated from college 2 years ago today, and while I was in Virginia Beach, I looked at my cousin and said to her, you know what? I just received this degree, and yet I feel the Lord pulling me in another direction. And she goes, oh, really? I said, yeah. She says, which direction is that? I said, music. She says, well, then you need to follow that. And so that's how this all started.
Oh, wow. That is powerful. What area did you get your degree in?
Organization, leadership, and management.
Amen. Well, you know, you can definitely use organization, leadership, and management in music ministry.
Yes,
so I believe exactly. The Lord has given you a good foundation on which to launch this music ministry, because you're definitely going to need organization and definitely need leadership when you're talking about ministry and people, embracing your call and your ideas and because really, music is really just a vehicle. It's all about getting the message of the gospel to the ends of the earth. And God just gives us a vehicle by which to do that. And yours and mine happen to be music.
Right.
And so tell me about your, do you agree with that?
I agree with that 100%.
Amen. Well, how did you get started in music ministry or in music in the first place? Did you grow up singing? Did you grow up in a music filled household? Tell me about your background as far as music is concerned.
Well, actually, Babby, I'm the only person. I was born in a family, two sisters. And when I was a young girl, my mother recognized that I had the gift of music, singing specifically, and she really encouraged that. My mother would have me to sing whenever we had guests in our home. And I had an older sister who would sing along with me. So basically, that's how it got started for me. And then from there, I would sing in church choirs and school choirs, became part of, you know, glee clubs and what have you. So it followed me that way. Eventually, as an adult, becoming a worship leader in different churches.
Oh, what a beautiful background. And I love the fact that when you would have guests in your home, your mother would always put you on display. We did that with our children. And matter of fact, the same thing was done in my life. You know, I grew up playing the piano and grew up singing in the church. And I remember sometimes on Saturdays, my daddy was a preacher, and people would just look in the yellow pages for a preacher. And they would come by on a Saturday afternoon and ask my dad to marry them just right there on the spot, right there in the foyer of our house.
Wow.
And I would sit down at the piano as a little kid and play the wedding march, you know,
wow,
as a 9 or 10 year old, you know, for people who would drop by to get married. And so I love how God just begins to stir up those gifts in us, even at a young age. Well,
yeah.
Who are some of those people that began to inspire you or speak into your life, even as a child? Who are some of those people that encourages you along the way?
You know, interesting enough, you know, I really was not brought up in a Christian home per se. My mother would send us to, you know, to Sunday school and what have you, but was not, you know, there present with us. So I did grow up listening to quite a bit of secular music and people like Aretha Franklin. I really enjoyed listening to her and kind of developed, you know, a liking, you know, for her style of music, and even declared one day that I was going to put her out of business because I sensed in my heart that God did have a calling on my, there was something special about my singing, and I just had this burning desire to share that gift. And as a child, Babby, I would just, you could always find me singing. If I, you know, whether it be for the house guests, as I mentioned earlier, or just practicing, you know, singing, and you could catch me, or, you know, with a wooden spoon from my mother's kitchen, using that as my microphone. So I've always had dreams that somehow, somewhere, one day, this gift would manifest.
What a beautiful story. I'm talking today with Valerie Scott. She is a powerful singer, which you're going to hear in just a few moments. We're going to feature her single song that she has featured on her project called At Your Feet. That's the name of the project and also the name of the song that we're going to feature here in just a little bit. I love those stories about how even as children, we develop these propensities, these desires, this bent that takes us even into our adulthood. And I want to know, you know, you grew up singing as a child, you grew up singing in glee club and at the house, but when did you know, how did you know that music would become an integral part of your life? When did you come to know the Lord, and then how did you feel this call to go into music ministry as a real serious endeavor?
Yes, so I invited Jesus into my heart in 1983, and it was such a wonderful, special moment for me, and singing was the catalyst that would drive me into the presence of the Lord. When I, you know, got an understanding of God's value for music by reading the scriptures, I was like, wow, you know, I'm right at home. My God loves music. He's the creator of music. And so I was comfortable using that gift just to develop my relationship with Him. During the course of my spiritual formation, that gift of singing really enhanced my intimacy with God.
Mm. That's beautiful. Well, when did you decide that this is something that I have to do? When did you decide, you know, to make that project? Because that is a huge undertaking with time and effort, and you have to go into the studio, and you have to hire a producer and pay for the recording, and that's a huge undertaking. How did all of that happen?
Again, while I was in Virginia Beach and decided, had such a strong leading impression on my heart for music, I came home and I began to seek the Lord. Where was this coming from? You know, God, I just got this college degree. Where is this passion is coming from about music? And the Lord began to download inside of me, you know, I've got something for you to do. And the first step is to go into a recording studio. Babby, I had absolutely no idea about going into a recording studio. That blew me out the waters. And a friend had reached out to me. He himself is a recording artist, a gospel recording artist, and he called and said that he thought that he had a project that he would like for me to help him with and wanted to know if I would drive over to Birmingham and, you know, we would sit down and, you know, he'd get my voice range and that kind of thing. And we ended up in this recording studio, and he introduced me to the people that became my producers. Had no idea I was going to meet these people that day. I went to Birmingham with the expectation that he and I were going to sit in his, you know, living room and just, you know, get the voice range and that kind of thing, not knowing that God had already paved the way that day, June 4th, for me to go into the recording studio to begin the process of doing this CD, At Your Feet.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to say congratulations, first of all, because it is a beautiful CD. Your voice is gorgeous. Your choice of songs is just impeccable. And we're going to talk more about your recording experience in just a little bit. But I want us to go to the song right now. And I want our listening audience to hear this beautiful song called At Your Feet. And you didn't write the song, but I want you to tell us about why you chose this song called At Your Feet, written by Elizabeth Green. What was it about the song At Your Feet that drew you to it, that compelled you to sing it?
Again, I have such a heart for intimacy with Jesus Christ. And the thing that I want my music to do, Babby, is to send the message that there is a big difference between religion and relationship. God is a God of relations. And I really, when I heard that song, I knew that it had to be a part of the CD. That song is, if you go back to Luke 7, where the woman who once lived a sinful life made a point of finding out where Jesus was going to be at this particular day. And she came in and she worshiped him at his feet. She anointed his feet with this expensive oil. She gave Jesus all that she was and all that she has. And that's what I want this music, this CD, to convey to people, that we can give. There's an exchange that takes place when we give God all that we are and all that we have.
It fade away. I need to be alone, simply fall on my face. He I see to who you are. At your feet I offer all my heart. At your feet is you that I adore. I worship you, my Lord. The best of life for me is at your feet. Lord, for all you have done and how you set me free, words of gratitude, they rise up right here on my knees. Praises overflow from my soul. At your feet I sing to who you are. At your feet I offer all my heart. At your feet is you that I adore. I worship you, my Lord. The best of life for me is at your feet. I sing to you, holy, my I sing to who you are. At your feet I offer all my heart. At your feet is you that I adore. I worship you, my Lord. The best of life for me is at your feet. Let the world fade away. I need to be alone. At your feet, the best of life for me is at your feet.
Oh, what a beautiful song. Valerie Scott is my very special guest today here on Babby's House on the Radio. What a beautiful, beautiful rendition of that song called At Your Feet. Valerie, thank you so very much for sharing that with us today. And your voice is beautiful, and we just hear your heart just shining through just like a star, just like a star for Jesus. You shine your light so beautifully. I want to say thank you very much.
And thank you, Babby.
What a joy. What a joy just to have you on the show. You know, Valerie Scott, you were a school teacher.
Yes,
I don't know if you still
right.
are. You can explain that. But you're not just a school teacher. You not only lead students, but you're a lead teacher. So you teach teachers how to teach. And
right.
I want you to, is there a relationship, is there a correlation between being a teacher and being in the music ministry?
Yes, there is. There's a strong correlation between the two, Babby, because, you know, just like teachers, you have to teach them, coach them, guide them through a process. And the same thing when it comes to people with their spiritual formation, when it comes to learning how to worship God and enter into his presence. People have to be coached. People have to be encouraged. People have to be taught how to enter into the presence of God. And so to emphasize your question, yes, there is that correlation between the two.
Mm-hmm, that is beautiful. I'm a teacher myself, taught middle high school music for a lot of years. I teach now at the college level. And sometimes you have to teach people when they don't even know they're being taught. You know,
right, exactly.
That's a part of leading them and helping them to come along with you to embrace what it is they're learning. And, you know, Jesus, he was the best teacher. And I look at Jesus and how he taught, and I realize that sometimes when we go through testing, you know, or always when we go through testing, at least from my experience, the teacher never leaves the room.
Right.
The teacher is always in the room when you're in the middle of that test. And that's just a word of comfort for somebody today who is going through a difficult season and you wonder, where is God? Well, he is right there in the test with you. And if you trust in the Lord, it's always an open book test, too, because you always have the word of God to guide you. And you'll find yourself passing that test with flying colors. Well,
exactly.
Valerie Scott, you have been through a test or two. I want you to share a little bit about your family, about your husband. You were married 41 years.
That's
and,
correct.
And in recent years, your husband went home to be with the Lord, but he was a great man. Tell us a little bit about your husband and a little bit about what he did.
My husband was in the Army for 27 years. Our last duty station was Hawaii, Waipahu, Hawaii, Scofield Barracks, as a matter of fact. And my husband decided that the family should relocate back to Georgia. And to be quite honest with you, Babby, I had fallen so in love with Hawaii. I saw Hawaii being my home forever. But he, you know, felt like we needed to come back home for the sake of our parents. So we came back home. My husband retired and didn't really come out of the uniform because he went directly into high schools as an ROTC instructor. So when my husband died in 2012, he was part of the Douglasville public school system where he taught ROTC.
Mm. Well, we honor him today, and we thank the Lord for his service in the Army. He was retired military, but he went back into teaching and teaching ROTC, and we love the impact that military has on our upcoming young people who are preparing themselves for service through the ROTC. I love their contribution to civic, performances and things like that. Sometimes I have the opportunity to sing the national anthem or God Bless America at the National Day of Prayer or some civic event, and ROTC is always there serving so beautifully. So we thank the Lord for your husband's contribution and for his military service and for his impact on young people. So both of you all were and are teachers, and that's a beautiful thing, Ms. Valerie Scott. Thank you so very much for the way you all bless the lives of young people. And, you know, God is always up to something new. And you tell the story of how even at the season of life you're in, even as a recent widow, God doesn't just close the door and leave you to sit on the sidelines, but he always has something new for you to do. He has a plan. You know, the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, says that God has a plan for you. It's a plan to give you a hope and a future. So even at the season that you're in, God has given you a beautiful future, and he's given you an assignment, something impactful and pertinent for you to do even right now. Can you share some of the new things that God is doing in your life and encourage those that who feel like, you know, hey, it's time for me to retire, but God wants you to refire? Can you encourage people never to give up, never to give up hope?
Oh, most definitely. Yes, at this season of my life, I've been teaching Christian education for 20 plus years, and the Lord began to shift me and lead me into this music journey, and I'm so excited about that because I know that God has used the teaching profession to launch me into the music ministry. And again, just so very excited about what God is doing. And, you know, you said it, Babby, it doesn't make any difference how old you are or what season in your life you're in. God does not give up on us. And if he has a purpose for our lives, which he does, that purpose will come to pass. And I am just so excited about what he's doing at this season of my life, because I could have easily, you know, just given up and said, you know what, I'm too old for this or what have you. But no, I was bound and determined to move forward with my life and to allow God to use me, because the best is yet to come. And I'm very excited about that.
I want you to tell our listeners how they can find your music.
My music is on my website, www.athisfeetllc.com. It's also available through Amazon and iTunes.
Well, that is beautiful. Well, thank you so very much for inspiring us today, Miss Valerie Scott. Again, your project is called At Your Feet, and that's the title of a song that we heard today. And we just thank the Lord for how you've encouraged us, no matter what season we're in, no matter what other people might say. You're never too old, never too young, never too retired to be used by God. And we thank you that you have inspired us to keep going, no matter what it may look like. Well, is there any other last words of encouragement that you might want to deliver to people? Well, let me ask you this question. Somebody out there is thinking of recording. They've never done it before. They've never been in the studio, but they have a desire to record a song. And I heard you say a moment ago that when you stepped into that studio, you'd never had that experience before, but it was an eye-opening experience. It was an unbelievable, unforgettable experience. Do you have a word of advice? Take the next couple of few seconds and encourage those that might want to record a song. Can you give them a word of advice?
First of all, you have to know within yourself what it is that God has called you to do. And he will make that clear to you. And so I would just encourage you to step out in faith, knowing that if God said it, God will bring it to pass.
Amen. Very well said, and a great way to end our show. Thank you so very much for being my special guest today, Miss Valerie Scott, and we hope that we'll be able to see you again real soon. Thanks for being my special guest today.
Thank you for having me. God bless you, Babby.
Amen, and God bless you, too. And my dear listener who is listening today on BabbyMasonRadio.com, thank you for being my very special guest today, listening in. Wherever you are, remember, God has a plan for you. It's a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. It's a plan to give you a hope and a future. Will you reach out to me today at Babby@Babby.com or press the contact button here on the website? And just let me know that you've heard today's show and that it's been a source of inspiration for you today. That's the reason why we're here, to encourage you to fall in love with Jesus, to dedicate your gifts and your talents and your call to him, and he will bless you because you've done that. Well, thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again the next time we get together around this microphone called Babby's House on the Radio. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you real good. Bye-bye for now.